Well, we all know what it is. It's all around us all the time, but how do you get rid of it? The No Ivy League is here. I'm talking about Ivy. The No Ivy League are a group of volunteers that primarily work in the state park up in Trinidad, if I have that correct. Mary Jane Poulton is here with Kim Taze, and they're going to let you know how you can participate if you're interested in volunteering to eradicate ivy in and around the state park in Trinidad. Welcome to the KHSU Magazine. Hi, guys.
Thank you. Hi, Danielle. Thank you for inviting us.
So let's talk about the No Ivy League. Kim, let's start with you.
Well, again, thank you for inviting us to talk about this really important topic. The No Ivy League came together about 9 years ago, and we're just volunteers that decided that state parks are being, a lot of damage is being done to the parks from these ivy infestations. So we came together out of that concern and formed our little group, and we're all official volunteers, and we get together every Friday from 10 to noon and just go out, pick different areas in the park we'd like to work in that are troublesome, and just pull away.
Wow, and, 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
That's amazing.
And we're going strong still.
That's great. Yeah, so, continue, please.
So right now we're working at Trinidad State Beach. It's just a little ways south of College Cove. And if people are interested in getting a hold of us, they can contact me. I'll go ahead and give my email address. It's kimkat067@gmail.com. And that's kimkat067@gmail.com. So if anybody's interested in helping us, they can get a hold of me. Or they can also get in touch with Michelle Forries with State Parks. And she is at michelle.forries, that's F-O-R-Y-S, at parks.ca.gov. She can get you hooked up if you want to volunteer, become an official volunteer also.
And it's not a huge commitment. You can just meet once a week or not even that much and pull some ivy out.
Yeah, it's whenever it works for your schedule. We try to just, you know, be very open to people's schedules. So if you like to come out, we're always out there on Fridays, if weather permitting. And then there's also a second Saturday of the month event that people can also get involved in. And again, you can contact Michelle Forries at State Parks if you want to volunteer for those events. They're on the second Saturday of every second Saturday of the month.
Okay.
From 9 to noon. And if you go to the California State Parks website under Trinidad State Beach or Patrick's Point State Park, there's a flyer that's called Ivy Pulling Workdays for 2018. And you can click on that, and that'll give you the schedule for the monthly pulls. So
that's really good.
So we're excited to have that up there and running.
That's great. Mary Jane, let's talk about ivy a little bit.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
We've been working in the same area for how long now?
A couple of years.
A couple of years.
Yep. And when you say the same area, you mean?
We're talking about the same half acre.
Oh, wow.
In Trinidad State
really?
Beach. Yeah, it was, it's crazy that we picked this area because it was one of the most infested, but oh, it's beautiful now. And we're expecting to see trilliums and bleeding hearts and myanthemum and wild ginger, all native ground iris, all kinds of native plants come back this spring. It's really exciting.
Because the ivy chokes everything out.
It chokes everything out, and we've discovered that there is a seed bank or a plant bank hiding under this ivy that's just waiting to emerge again once the ivy's out of the way.
It's a very efficient plant.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Kim, it's going to be here.
Yeah. It goes up trees. It grows into the swamps. It's happy to grow in any condition, particularly here
very
flexible. The North Coast,
But it really actually isn't a healthy plant. And how did it start getting all over the place? What do you guys know?
Birds eat the berries and process them very efficiently, and you will often find sprouts and seedlings at the base of trees as the birds sit there and do their thing.
And you guys told me something interesting. Ivy's been banned in Washington, British Columbia. Is that true?
Yeah, in Oregon, state of Washington.
Banned? What do you mean banned when you say that?
Well, they cannot sell it. And in Oregon, I think they can't sell it or transport it in the state of Oregon.
Or
and
propagate.
So, and that's where the No Ivy League got it. We kind of big borrowed and stole our name from the Portland No Ivy League and their efforts up there. And then I was talking to one of the gals who heads that group, she told me that it had actually been banned in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So that's where we got the idea. Yeah. We'll try and get it banned in the state of California. Mm-hmm. So we presented a petition, was about a year ago, to the California Department of Food and Agriculture. And we had an extensive group of organizations from tribal entities, BLM, Redwood State Parks, I mean, all these big agencies that saw the problem.
Lumber companies,
Green Diamond signed on. And mm-hmm. So we had, I think there were 15 or 17 signatories mm-hmm. to this petition, and it went nowhere. We submitted it, and it was declined within like a week.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
And we were really surprised that there would be, there wouldn't be more effort to try and ban it when right. it's such a threat to the biodiversity.
Right.
And Humboldt has such amazing flora and fauna, and our giant redwoods and Sitka spruce are so amazing. And to see this plant crawling up these trees, and it's not crawling, I mean, it will eventually suffocate mm-hmm. these trees and, stops
knock
them from...
Knock them over?
They get very heavy. The plant can be very heavy and pull trees down. Acts like a sail, basically, in a windstorm, and topples trees, or it shuts off the photosynthesis, mm-hmm. and so then the trees eventually die. So it is a very serious threat to the biodiversity of Humboldt County and beyond, but that's why we'd like to see it banned. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we're hoping that...
Those rodents like it, too.
And the rodents,
yeah,
right?
They really can hide well in there.
Our next monthly event, which is a great way to get introduced to the ivy pulling community and decide whether you like it or not, because the state parks provide gloves, they provide clippers, they provide a little safety orientation about techniques for pulling so you don't hurt your back. And there's something for everybody. If you want a heavy workout, you can get one. If you want to help, but you have a little arthritis or your shoulder's bothering you, there's something for everyone when pulling ivy. And our next event is going to be Saturday, March 10th at Patrick's Point,
okay.
which is a beautiful
Fun.
Park.
Yeah.
And if you come and volunteer, you get a pass
to use
for a future...
So you get in that day and then a future pass.
Yeah.
Is it February 10th?
Oh,
yeah, I think it's instead of March.
I bet you're right.
We're jumping ahead.
Time goes so fast,
you don't have to be sorry.
So
there's
not going to be
in
Patrick's
too.
Point. So,
oh, where is the February 10th
one? The February 10th one will be at the barbecue and meadow area at Trinidad State Beach.
Okay.
So not down at the beach itself, but if you come off of Stagecoach Road, there's a parking area there.
Oh, right there, right. There's a lot of ivy there.
Right, okay.
And that's
to
February
town.
10th, and then March 10th will
March
you be?
March 10th will be Patrick's Point.
Okay.
Point.
So you put that on your calendar too?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stop at the kiosk and they'll give you directions.
Great. Yep.
So, yeah. And if people are looking for other ways to get involved besides helping with the monthly ivy pulls or perhaps joining us on Fridays for what we call our informal Fridays, we also ask people, if you're listening out there, remove it from your yard or, cut the ivy away from trees to keep the trees from being strangled and also to keep the birds from eating the berries and spreading the ivy far and wide. And you can also, we were saying it would be great if people would start ivy pulling groups maybe in your own neighborhood or in parks that are near you because mm-hmm. like Danielle says, wherever you look, you'll see it growing
right.
somewhere.
Right. So that's so great. You can just start doing it in your own backyard.
Yeah.
Do you have to get rid of it a certain way, put it in the trash can? I mean, if you put it in your compost, will it start living in there?
Well, what we were noticing is we were hauling it out of the parks, but that required a lot of effort and money and mm-hmm. greenhouse gas emissions. So what we've noticed is that if you create piles that aren't too big, the piles will break down really quickly.
Okay.
And then you do have to monitor the piles for resprouts. We'll flip the piles, but it saves a lot of effort in hauling the ivy out.
Okay.
And, just sort of pick an area that's doable mm-hmm. and, we sort of try to do it in quadrants so mm-hmm. we're not overwhelmed mm-hmm. and or pick trees where it's blooming and cut the vines around the tree.
Mm-hmm. At the bottom.
And then at the bottom create what they call a lifesaver, which gives you time to clear the ivy from the ground so that the ivy in the meantime doesn't go back up the tree.
And, there's a lot to this.
It is, yeah. You have to be a little obsessed.
You need to know a lot about being in the No Ivy League.
And if you don't have ivy of your own to pull, that's fabulous. But I bet you have a neighbor who does, and they would probably love to have some help. So knock on your neighbor's door and see if you can help them out.
Well, I'm so glad you two joined us on the magazine today. I've been speaking with Mary Jane Poulton and Kim Taze. They're both volunteers with the State Park. They are the No Ivy League. And is there a phone number to give out as well? Or would you give out that website again and Let me thank you both for joining us.
Sure. If people want to, you know, email me at kimcat067@gmail.com or phone number 630-3170, I'd be happy to sort of give you the tricks of the trade and tell you more about all these efforts that are going on in our community.